Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm really excited about today's guest and our newest mom-made product contest giveaway. Kara Brzeski is a wife, a mother, and the owner and CEO of Jazzy Beans, LLC. A business she named after her Shih Tzu Maltese mix. Her dog, Jazzy Beans, is such a sweet and happy dog that Kara had to name her company Jazzy Beans to reflect that happiness and sweetness in her everyday life and into her company. Before her company was born, Kara created Sippy Clippy. It's a patented clamp and cord accessory to prevent sippy cups from hitting the floor. A few years after the Sippy Clippy was born, Kara created the Flusher Blocker. The Flusher Blocker prevents the automatic toilet from flushing on your kiddos and on you. While creating and trying to sell and market or license Kara's inventions, she decided to write a children's book. Jazzy Beans Saves the Planet is a wonderful little book about our plastic pollution problem and how we can use less plastic and recycle when possible. Kara enjoys being creative and spreading the word about our environment. She's a huge advocate for animal welfare. When she's not inventing, writing, or creating, she loves to hike, paddleboard, ski, and just go on walks with her dogs and family. So what a fun bio. Kara, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's really fun to have you here. And, I take us on the journey and everything that led you to creating your first product.
Oh, well, when kids are young, they love to throw their sippy cups because it's so much fun. And my six-month-old at the time, he thought it was super funny, and it drove me nuts. Like, the first time it was cute, but the second, not so much. And so I wanted something that would prevent that from happening, and I went and bought something on the market. It didn't work. Bought something else. It didn't work. And I said, I just want a clamp, something that my son cannot break. It won't come off of this table or the high chair. So I went to, I went to Home Depot and grabbed a big old clamp that could fit around the lip of the high chair, and I drilled a hole in it and put a cord through it and a hair tie at the end, and I used it, and it was perfect. And I didn't think about using it to invent anything for anybody else. I used it for myself, and I took it out in public, and people were like, wow, that's awesome, where'd you get it? And I'm like, huh, well, I guess I made it, and I should probably patent it. So I wanted something a little more cute and sleek so moms can put it in their purse or diaper bag, and that it would come up so much easier so that it wouldn't be this huge industrial clamp. And so then I created it, found an engineer, and that's how it came to be. So that's the Sippy Clippy.
You know, we say it all the time on this show, moms, start with why. I think it's so cool that you just bought a regular clamp and drilled a hole in it and was like, well, okay. And it's amazing. It really is. I love that. As you were doing this, what was the toughest part for you? Because, you patented this, which, bravo.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all that. The toughest part probably was the money. I quit my corporate job to stay home with my son. And I know everybody knows what it's like to just live off of one income. It's not easy. So I think that was the hardest part, was just coming up with the money. Unfortunately, during all this, my Grammy had passed away. But she left me. It was time for her to go. So I'm thankful that she's in a good place now. But she left me an inheritance, and it was crazy that it happened at the time I needed the money. So I used my inheritance to pay for prototypes and the patent, which is a very long story for a whole nother day. But that was probably most of, I wrote my patent myself, and then I hired somebody to help me with it. And then long story short, they couldn't. They said that it couldn't be patented. And I found out later it could. So I had to finish writing it myself. So it is patented. And that was probably my hardest. And finding an engineer, you can easily get ripped off, I've learned. And I lost a lot of money at first. It was a learning lesson. Like, I'm not going to say it wasn't sad, but it was part of the journey, as you would say. And yeah, that was probably my hardest part, is patenting money. And that's still a problem today. We always need more.
You know, it is a continual problem with any business, is
yes,
that influx. But what a blessing. And your Grammy must be so happy to watch you do this, because let's face it, nobody's going to encourage us more than our grandmothers do, any way
exactly.
They can. You know?
Exactly.
So with that, what became the inspiration to write Jazzy Bean Saves the Planet?
Well, because I think I'm crazy obsessed with my dog. I don't know. She's the only girl in my family. I have two boys and a husband, so it's a lot of testosterone in my household. So, my little sweet Jazzy Beans, I one day was up in Steamboat with my family, and they all went to the pool, and I was like, I think I'm going to hang out and have a glass of wine. And I just had the story, and it just kind of came to me. It took me 20 minutes to write, but then the process from there on was much, much longer. And I had this idea of, I want to teach children that we have a plastic pollution problem. And what better way to teach children than through stories and books and something they can see, and through animals, because I don't know any kid who doesn't love animals and who can't love Jazzy Beans. And the name Jazzy Beans, it's exciting and happy. So I decided to write this book about it. And it came, like I said, it came to me pretty quickly. And then I kind of just researched on how I could write a book. I thought about going through traditional publishing, but I wanted all the rights to everything. And so I published it myself. And I hired an illustrator, and I have all the rights to my photos and everything. So it's all mine, and it's great. It's fun for kids. My kids love it. I've done a few author readings at schools, and the kids are super excited and always ask me more questions and how they can do it at home, which is what I'm trying to get without preaching, because nobody wants to be preached at. They want to be talked to, especially kids.
Awesome. And I agree with you that when you can put it into a story, you know, we used to do a sneaky mom show here on Word of Mom Radio, and you can go back and listen to the archives with our host, Kaz Winters. And she says all the time that children learn best when they think they're playing, when they think they're having fun. So in creating a story that they can enjoy and laugh, and, you know, it's just such a fun story with a real lesson in it.
Yeah.
And they don't realize, as you said, that you're talking to them, not preaching at them. And hopefully their parents, as their parents are reading the story with them, you know, it is going on all cylinders.
A lot of parents aren't really aware of our plastic pollution problem. So I figured if I could teach the children, they'll talk to their parents. I have a friend I gave the book to, and she was reading it. And she said, I had no idea about this. How come you don't go around and preach this to people? I'm like, because would you really want to listen? Or would you rather read about it to your kid and have your kid go, hey, mom, we should be doing this? You're going to listen a little better to the kid than some lady going, hey, you shouldn't be doing that.
I agree with you. So what keeps you moving forward with everything, Kara?
Well, with the Sippy Clippy right now is I was under a licensing agreement. It fell through actually this week, which is perfectly fine. There is better things coming my way for it, I think. And then with my book, I have two other books written. They're just not published yet. And then I have my Flusher Blocker. I think what keeps me going is just knowing that there's a need for things, especially for moms. And I can't stop thinking. Like, my brain just never stops. If I see a problem, I'm just going to fix it. I've done it since I was a kid. I created all kinds of crazy little things as a kid. And back when I was younger, though, I had people tell me that these ideas are stupid. And of course, some might have been. This one was not. It came to fruition from somebody else later in life. But I think what keeps me going is just believing in myself and having the courage just to keep going, because there's going to be lots of failures. And I'm fine with failing, because it kind of makes me stronger and it makes me realize, you know what, I overcame it. I can still move forward and keep moving. So I think that's pretty much why I keep doing it, because, I mean, I've already failed a few times, so, and I'm still here, and I'm still kicking, so, and I have two products out, so that's good. I think that there's always going to be those downs in life, but you just keep pushing through them. Those really high highs are going to be so amazing, and that's what keeps me going.
I love that. That's so wonderful. So are you working on any other books?
So that's funny you asked that. This last week I had an author reading, and the kids were like, do you have more books? And I said, yes, I do. The second one is called Jazzy Bean Saves the Farm, and it's about factory farming. And they were so interested, and they were like, well, will you read it to us? And I said, oh, I haven't published it. So I need to, I guess everybody's ready for the second book to come out. So I guess I need to get that published here in the next 6 months so I can start sending out Jazzy Bean Saves the Farm and teach people about factory farming and some of the practices in our food system so that we can help our planet that way, help animals, and help ourselves with our own food intake.
How fun. I love that. I really do. Well, you know, and I think it's so much fun to have animals teaching the stories, because I agree with you that children love them, and it's just a fun way to kind of bring things around. And do your boys, are they ever a factor in what you do and, you know, I mean, in how you're telling the story? Do they help?
They do. So in my first book, there's pictures of, it's a family and it's my family. There's a blonde and then a brownhead husband and a blonde child and a brunette little boy. They love that they're in the book. And when I do author readings, kids ask me, is that your family? And I say, yes. And they're like, what's their names? And I tell my boys, and they're like, wow, we're in a book. And they love to play along and, you know, use Jazzy Beans' voice. And I mean, my oldest is in third grade. And I think he loves the book just because I wrote it. But I think he's probably a little old for the book. But he still always asks me, he's like, will you read it to me? And I'm like, aw. So it's cute because they just love being a part. And they love watching what I do. And my kids actually have started writing their own books. And they'll write books about Pokemon. Pokemon's huge in my house. So we have Pokemon books everywhere. And it's great to inspire my kids that you can write anything. And that's what I teach the kids when I do author readings. You can do this. Anybody can do this. You just have to put the work in and you have to put your mind to it. And anybody can make a book. And it's just exciting to get something that you believe in out to the world, especially when your kids are like, yes, we believe in this too.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. We will be right back here with Word of Mom Radio in just a moment.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Kara Brzecki from the Flusher Blocker. let's talk about the flusher blocker and how this all came about, because it is such a great product, and this is what is going to be in our Mom Made Product Contest giveaway this month. We are going to be doing the flusher blocker, and the book will be a little combo. So take us on that journey.
Yay, it's exciting. I can't wait for somebody to get the package. It's going to be fun. So flusher blocker. So I have, like I said, I have two boys, and they both were, and my youngest, he's 6, is still terrified of the noise from the toilet. So when we were, my oldest got over it. I mean, he still doesn't like it. He'll still ask for the flusher blocker, but he's a little better than my youngest. But when my youngest was even 4, and I'm sorry, like 3, we were still potty training. He's a boy, so got to cut me a little slack. I couldn't get him potty trained really quickly. But we would be at a restaurant and they would have automatic toilets, and he would freak out and he would refuse to go. So he would end up going into his pants instead of going in. And it used to, it was a disgusting one. It drove me nuts. And I was like, okay, this poor kid, he's so scared. And I would try to use the toilet paper and cover one hand with it, try to take his pants down with the other, put him on the toilet, or cover the feet with toilet paper, put him on the toilet, all while holding him and covering the other hand so that and he's still freaking out, like, you're going to slip. It's going to flush on me. So I finally was like, there's got to be something. And there was nothing. I couldn't find anything. I was like, why is this? Why? Like, this could be the easiest thing in the world. And I read people used to do sticky notes, and I don't like wasting paper. Hence the whole planet loving kind of thing. So I was like, well, I just want something more reusable that you can wash. And then when you're done, stick it on the back of your phone, because I don't know what mom doesn't have her phone with her. So I decided to create the flusher blocker, and it was much easier. It's patent pending. It should be hopefully patented within the next year, but it's reusable. You take it off the backing, you put it over the sensor of your toilet, you let the kid, or you, I use it because I don't like being splashed. I think it's gross. So they do their business. You take it off, you can wash it. You can put, I actually have a new one coming out. I have an older version, which still works great, but I have like an even improved version coming out within the next, I'd say, 3 months. But you wash it, stick it on the back of your phone or the backing it comes in, and then you're done. And you can use it for a few times, and it's great because it's not wasteful. It's not wasting water from the toilet. Your kids aren't freaking out, and it's sanitary for you because it does go in the toilet. So that's why I created it.
Again, you know, mom's starting with why. So what's next on your invention journey?
Oh, man. I have this book, and I have books around my house because I'll have an idea and I'll just write it down. I'm not sure. I will admit the inventing part for me is really, really easy. It's getting the word out about products or licensing that's more difficult. So I might hold off on inventing for a little bit and try to stick with one thing at a time. I would like to publish my second book just because kids really love that, and I love reading to kids. So I think that the inventions are going to be put on hold for just a little bit, just until the books come out, and then we'll go back.
Well, I can't wait to find out what the next thing comes out of your brilliant brain. So with all that, what kind of support other than, I mean, I, you know, it's so much fun that your kids are so excited, but what other support do you have going on for you?
You know, my husband, he's amazing. He has been by my side, and he works so hard. And if it wasn't for him, I don't think that I could have the amount of money that I've put into all this stuff without him. So I really think that he's amazing and he's supportive, and I'm just so blessed to have him. I have to give the glory to the man upstairs, honestly, because I wouldn't be anywhere that I am today if it wasn't for him. And then my family, my parents have been my biggest supporters. Even when I was young and goofy and had all these crazy ideas, they would look at me like, all right, that's our daughter. But they were always so sweet and still backed me. So I have, and my cousin, who's like my sister, I talk to her almost every day. I have her in my corner and like my friends. So I have the best support system. I really couldn't be here without any of them with me every day.
You are so fortunate, Kara. I have to say that because something that we talk about a lot on this show, that very often your family and friends are like, are you crazy? When are you going to quit this and get a real job? You know, so good for you that you have such a, oh, you are blessed. You are so blessed. I'm serious. Good for you. I really, I applaud that for you. So with all of that, though, knowing all of this and how hard it would be and knowing what you know now, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely. I think it teaches you, it makes you grow. You become a different person once you, I mean, in the beginning stages when I did start the Sippy Clippy, my husband was not on board. He was very skeptic. He's an engineer, so he was very like, I'm not spending any money on this. And like I said, my Grammy had given me money. And I said, well, then I'll use the money that I received. And I think once I started proving the concept and getting it from idea, from that piece of paper to an actual Sippy Clippy, I think he was like, whoa, I think you really can do this. And all the pitch competitions that I've entered and just everything I've done with it, I think he finally was just like, wow, okay, I'm totally on board. I'm sorry. You're amazing. Like, it took him a little bit, but I would absolutely, because I believe in myself way more than I did. I feel like when you quit your corporate job and you have kids, something almost happens when you don't have a job to go to. I absolutely love being a stay-at-home mom. I'm never discrediting that, but there was something missing a little bit, and it was nice to get that back, to feel like besides raising my kids, I can do something else too. I could do it all. I mean, I can't. I need help, but it was great to feel that way. So I would definitely do it again in a heartbeat.
And as you should, you know, it's so funny. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Our old theme song before our fabulous one with Smith Sisters Bluegrass, I used to sing, there was this song, and it used to go, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan. And back in the day when I was growing up, women, you work or you had babies. There was no blend, you know, and for many women of my generation in their 50s and 60s who went the corporate route, it wasn't until their later 40s or early 50s that they looked and went, uh-oh, great. And they realized they missed, you know, for mompreneurs like us, I had the best of both. I raised my kids, I built my business, you know, but my life focused around them. And there were dreams of mine that went on a back shelf because when you become a parent, now those are the dreams that have to be blossomed and brought to fruition. And, you know, you shift your priorities and things, but it's so much fun. That's why I love what we do here at Word of Mom Radio, because it's wonderful to see so many women out there raising their families and blazing these trails, because even the struggles that you've gone through, Kara, for other people, that's their roadmap to building their business. So, and I thank you that you're here sharing it. And as we're wrapping up, let everybody know how they can reach you and pick up the Flusher Blocker and everything else. And then, you know, as far as the contest goes, it's a like, you know, comment and share. So you will have the opportunity to win this great little package.
Yes, it's easy to, I would love to inspire other women to just go for their dream, because you just don't know what could happen. I mean, if you fail, you fail. Like, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. And I just really want to inspire women to just move. Just, you see that vision, just go for it. And if they have questions, you can email me at flusherblocker@gmail.com would be the best way to email me if you want to get a hold of me or ask me questions. I love helping other women. Or men. I like helping people in general. And then my website is flusherblocker.com, and that's how you can get a Flusher Blocker. And then on Amazon is where Jazzy Bean Saves the Planet is. And that's all. And the Sippy Clippy is not there yet. So not manufactured yet.
But will be soon. And when it happens, you'll have to come back and let us know. You know, we'll have have part two of this. I know. It'll be fun. It will be so, and I'm really looking forward to when that happens. And I know it will.
Thank you.
Because you have the energy and the drive and the passion and, you know, just the timing is, it all works the way it's supposed to. We have to trust the journey. So
totally.
For all of us,
yes.
Kara, thank you so much for sharing time with us here today on Word of Mom Radio. And for all of you listening, I thank you for your time as well. So we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true.